Bill 70 would designate motor vehicles as smoke-free zones for children. Smoking is already banned in public facilities, parks, and at bus stops. State Department of Health, Tobacco Prevention, and Education Program Manager Lila Johnson testified in favor of the measure before the full Honolulu City Council last week.
Minors, especially infants and young children, are among the most vulnerable and least able to avoid secondhand smoke. When someone in a car smokes or vapes, the keiki inhale the toxic chemicals, as well as nicotine, which is the addictive and potent stimulant, as well as a poison. Children breathe faster and have smaller lung capacity, so they take in more toxins in each breath than the comparable to adults.
The ban would cover tobacco and electronic smoking devices. Scott Stensrud is a volunteer who works with youth in West Oahu.
These kids cannot speak for themselves, so I am here to speak on their behalf and say how disconcerting it is to me to smell third-hand smoke coming off of them, realizing that they have no ability, no choice in that decision. And hopefully passing this bill will be a reminder to parents to take the right step and not be smoking or vaping.
Coalition for Tobacco-Free Hawaii spokesperson Jalen Murakami says the measure is consistent with other protections.
Smoke-free cars are similar to other current public safety laws, such as seat belts, using cell phones while driving, or in crosswalks. So passage of these types of laws are really important to help protect all families from secondhand smoke.
The measure was co-introduced by Council Chair Ron Minor and Public Health, Safety and Welfare Committee Chair Brandon Elefante, who urged his fellow members to pass the measure.
There are other neighbor island counties that already have laws in place with respect to prohibiting adults from smoking in their vehicles when a minor is present. And I just ask my colleagues to join me in support in passing this out to make Honolulu a more cleaner and safer city.
The full council passed Bill 70 on the second of three required approvals. The measure now returns to the Public Health, Safety and Welfare Committee for public hearing September 26th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.